When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome everyone to Breaking Big Blue. I'm your host, Jordan Brown, on ESPN, ESPN.com, Giants reporter, and we're here with the Neighbors episode. That's right. The first round of the NFL draft is come and gone, and the New York Giants do not have a new quarterback, right? Not for lack of trying. We'll get to that in a few minutes. But the New York Giants drafted LSU wide receiver Malik Neighbors. Not a huge surprise. Everybody knew about Neighbors, but let me get you hype about this guy for a little bit. Dude's a stud, right? I mean, he lit it up at LSU. He was a unanimous All-American. He's LSU all-time leader in receptions and reception yards. And think about that. Think about the guys that have played at LSU in recent years, namely Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson, and Odell Beckham Jr. Malik Neighbors is the all-time school leader in receptions and reception and receiving yards. Okay? So dude's obviously a stud. 4.38 speed, 42-inch vertical. That's elite vertical right there. 10.9 broad jump, 15 on the bench press. I mean, you're talking about an absolute physical specimen. A guy who can take it to the house on a 5-yard slant. Remember those days when the Giants used to have a player like Odell Beckham Jr. that could do that? Heck, you remember the days when the Giants had a wide receiver who could get 1,000 yards in a season like Odell Beckham Jr.? It's been since 2018 that this team has gone without a 1,000-yard receiver. It's not that hard to do, get 1,000 yards in the NFL today as a receiver. You know, most years it's like 20-something guys, I believe, get a top 1,000 yards receiving, and the Giants haven't had one since 2018. So this is the guy. This is the guy they selected. This is the guy they think is going to be their number one receiver. Toughness. Competitiveness. If you heard Joe Shane and Brian Daboll after the draft pick, that's what stood out to me. They, like, obviously super talented, right? Speed, explosiveness off the chart, run after ability, catch off the chart. But what they thought separated him from some of these other guys was the toughness and competitiveness that he played with. And just go listen to Bill Belichick, who's on the Pat McAfee show, talk about Malik Neighbors. Loves him. Talks about his competitiveness also there. So that's something that clearly sticks out to coaches. This guy's got that dog in him, I think is a good way to describe it. So this is the Giants' new number one receiver. Daniel Jones finally has something to work with now. You're going to say, oh, Daniel Jones can't throw him the ball. First of all, the Daniel Jones slander has reached a point where, I mean, the guy, he can't throw a football anymore. Like he's incapable of completing any passes. I mean, come on. He's not a scrub. Played at almost right around the top 10 level in 2023, too. Yes, played poorly this past year, has all the injuries, and, you know, that's why they're looking to replace. Yes, they were. But the big winner of the first round of the draft, think about it, is Daniel Jones. Before the Giants picked, by the way, they even called Daniel Jones. Sorry, Joe Shane texted Daniel Jones to tell him they were going to draft Malik Neighbors and give him a weapon like that. So now we're sitting here. We're back to square one. And the Giants have a receiver who's a stud. Had one source or scout, you know, compare him to Deebo Samuel, another like DJ Moore. Good ball skills. Not Odell was one thing. The one thing they said he didn't do like Odell was the way Odell attacked the ball was different. Not that he's not a great player. So they were just saying he's a different kind of player. Looks like a running back with the ball in his hands. Athleticism through the roof, uber motivated, explosive, you name it, he's got it all. And now Daniel Jones, who is essentially about to get replaced, because let's be fair, the Giants, and I said this on the last podcast, they were trying to move up. Yeah, that happened through yesterday to get the number to number three to potentially draft Drake May. That was the quarterback that they recognized, that they located. That they said, okay, that can be our future franchise quarterback. So clearly the Giants are looking for a new franchise quarterback. They were in a position this year where maybe they had a chance. But in the end, they didn't. Because this decision, and I said this from the start, this decision for the Giants at quarterback in this draft was never in their own hands. That went out the window when Tommy DeVito won them three straight games late in the season. So they end up with the sixth pick. The top three teams, the Bears, the Commanders, and the Patriots, all desperately needed quarterback, all took quarterbacks when, as predicted, Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, okay? Now, there was a lot of talk throughout the day on draft day, first round, Thursday. We're taping this Friday morning, by the way, so we're not going to get into second and later round picks. We'll do that next week. There was a lot of talk about the Giants moving up. You know, I was getting texts from a lot of different angles. Hey, look into this. You know, they're trying. They're going to try. One person, even a few days back, had mentioned some potential terms. You know, a first, a second, their first, a second, and a future first-round pick. I don't know for sure if that was offered. I'm sure something in that range, at the very least, had to be put on the table. But even then, I don't think the New England Patriots were going to move off that pick. That's why you kept hearing what you heard. Unless it's like a godfather offer. Like, basically, the Giants would have had to offer their first this year, their second this year, their first next year, their future first. Like, I'm making up a hypothetical here. The first in 26, then maybe the Patriots would decide to do it.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketing platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results. Fast. Constant Contact makes it easy to promote your business with powerful tools like email and SMS marketing, social media posting, and even events management. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. Don't know much about marketing? No sweat. Constant Contact's writing assistance tools and automation features help you say the right thing at the right time, every time. Plus, you can send with confidence, knowing your emails are actually reaching your customers thanks to Constant Contact's best-in-class 97% deliverability rate. Tackle any challenge with Constant Contact's expert live customer support. Plus, everything's backed by their 30-day money-back guarantee. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
I was going back and forth with my guy Mike Reese, our Patriots reporter up in New England, all throughout yesterday. And all he kept saying was, I spoke to someone here. I don't get the sense that they want to move up this pick. They haven't received anything, and every time I checked in, probably like two or three different times, was kind of along the same lines. He was telling me from the people that he was talking to in New England that they were unlikely to move off the pick. They hadn't received anything near what they'd be willing to take to move off the pick. So in the end, we have to understand, it wasn't realistic. Robert Kraft, their owner, essentially came out at the owner's meeting last month and said, I want to come away with a quarterback in this draft. So if you're the people running the team, and by the way, you talk to people around there, his son Jonathan Kraft is very involved. You know, he's very involved in the operation there, sort of overseeing it, overlooking it. If they want a quarterback, if the ownership there wants a quarterback, they're going to get a quarterback, especially they don't even have a general manager. Elliott Wolf, who, by the way, I've said this before here, Elliott Wolf's dad, Ron Wolf, was like the biggest believer in draft a quarterback every year. So you put that all together, and Elliott Wolf, who isn't the general manager, doesn't have the title, like, and the ownership wants that quarterback. You have to get that quarterback if he wants to be the general manager. You have to get that quarterback at all costs. You can't really get cute. You can't trade down, trade back up, try to get McCarthy. And then if McCarthy's not the guy and May turns out to be the better player, you're totally screwed. You have no shot to be there in New England. You put that all together. Elliott Wolf's situation, Patriots ownership, and just the fact that they really like Drake May. They saw him as the third best player. Now, I will go on record and say this here because, I've been reporting the Giants wanted to move up. They wanted Drake May. I have concerns about Drake May. After talking to people, first of all, the Giants bypassed J.J. McCarthy. Okay, we know that. They did not. He was on the board and they didn't take him. So they obviously didn't have an evaluation on him as high as Drake May. From talking to people around the league and people that I trust on quarterback evaluations, I think the Giants dodged a bullet by not getting Drake May. I'll say that. He has bust potential. The people I trust the most aren't big fans. I'm talking people I trust the most in regards to their quarterback evaluations. So I think they dodge a bullet there. I actually think, and this is, look, I'm not a talent evaluator. And I watched J.J. McCarthy during the during the college football season, and I didn't come away thinking, hey, that guy's a top 10 pick either. But I actually, from talking to people and looking at it deeper, I think I would like J.J. McCarthy a little bit better than Drake May, if it were me. This is based off my conversations. Now, neither of them, from the people I talk to the most, were going to be studs. So I think the Giants actually, I don't kill them and say, oh, they didn't get a quarterback. They didn't get a quarterback at all costs. Think about this for a second. This is crazy because I did a couple Twitter polls, kind of wanted to get the vibe of what the fans are thinking. So Giants fans didn't want J.J. McCarthy. When they pass on J.J. McCarthy, they're like, why didn't you draft J.J. McCarthy? The Giants fans said, we wanted a wide receiver. We wanted Malik Nabers. We need Malik Nabers. They draft Malik Nabers, and a lot of people are saying, a lot of Giants fans are saying, why didn't they draft J.J. McCarthy? Someone explain this to me. Is this just social media, me putting it out there, and people just wanting to bitch about something, bitch and moan about something? Like, is that what's going on here? Because that doesn't make sense to me. Or maybe there's just multiple sides, and the people who wanted a wide receiver, I don't even know. We're going to complain about if they got a quarterback, and the people who want a quarterback, we're going to complain if they got a wide receiver. I don't know. Either way, I'm confused. But the Giants, they have a weapon, finally, in Malik Nabers, who you say, all right, that guy can be our number one receiver. Now the question is, what happens with Darius Slayton? Because if they drafted a quarterback, Darius Slayton was invaluable to the Giants. Now that they draft a number one wide receiver, you look at Darius Slayton, you say, hey, he might want to leave. We might have a little excess of wide receiver, right? Because think about it. The Giants have now Malik Nabers. They have Jalin Hyatt. They have Wandale Robinson. They could start those three. Then you throw in, they have Isaiah Hodgins as insurance for another outside receiver. They have Isaiah McKenzie insurance as a slot receiver. It kind of makes Darius Slayton expendable if they so desire at another pick either this year or next year. And I think Slayton wouldn't object to that because he's now become maybe, a guy they're going to shuffle in along because, look, they're committed to Jalin Hyatt. So they basically have a first and third rounder from the last 2 years on the outside, although Nabers does play a lot in the slot. So at best, you're looking, if you're Darius Slayton, you're looking at it and saying, well, I'm going to rotate in. This is a contract year. That's not great for me. So do they look to get picks for him? We'll see. We'll find out in the next 48 hours. By the time you listen to this, they might have already decided. We will wait and we will see and we will find out how that plays out. But Malik Nabers, the best receiver already. I shouldn't say that. We don't know if he's the most talented receiver to have ever played with Daniel Jones. Because we're talking about Darren Waller when he played with Daniel Jones last year. Who knows if Darren Waller plays this year? I would lean towards no. But Darren Waller was, clearly not Darren Waller in his prime. And what? I've said it before. I think the best receiver that Daniel Jones has ever thrown to probably was Sterling Shepard when he was healthy several years ago. Right? Because Golden Tate was shot when he came here. Kenny Galladay was shot when he came here. It was like Sterling Shepard, Darius Slayton, Isaiah Hodgins. Like, the Giants haven't had great receivers. Evan Ingram. I guess Evan Ingram's up there. Might be Evan Ingram. Evan Ingram or Shepard. Remember, Ingram certainly had his struggles with the Giants. So the most talented guy now that Daniel Jones had ever had a chance to play with, including going back to Duke and high school, is going to be Malik Nabers. He's never played with a receiver as physically talented and as good as neighbors should be. Now, we will see if it happens. We've seen it before in the NFL draft. These don't always pan out. But the big winner on draft night, aside from me, Little League Neighbors, who obviously was the number six overall pick in the draft, is none other than Daniel Jones. On to the next one.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
All right, let's wrap up this episode. This is a quick little first-round wrap-up, a special edition episode, the Neighbors episode, actually, we're calling it. You know, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, there's so many potential plays off Neighbors with his name. I'm not very good at that. I'm not super creative, so I'll let you guys handle those creative plays off Neighbor. But, all right, we'll finish with a little Jordan on a beat here. This is where I tell you what it's like to cover the Giants, work for ESPN, or cover the NFL in general. And, look, I'm usually not the pat-yourself-on-the-back kind of guy. I find it kind of awkward, actually, to do that. But in this case, I did do it, especially publicly, saying, hey, look at how great I've done in my most likely Giants draft picks recently. And so I did that, and I'm going to do it again, in part because, let's be honest, I'm in a contract year. I'm negotiating a contract in the coming months here. So I guess a little self-promotion probably couldn't hurt and could probably help. So here we go. I'm going to make a little segment out of this and expand it and say, all right, I picked Malik Neighbors as my most likely Giants draft pick. Now we're looking at 3 straight years where the first person on my list became a New York Giant. Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell you I'm not lucky. Because, yes, some of it is luck. Nobody's definitively telling you, hey, this is the guy we're drafting. You can't even do that. You need some luck in that. Hey, these guys are even available. What if the Arizona Cardinals took Malik Neighbors at number 4? He wouldn't have even been an option. So a lot of it is finding out which players the Giants like, deducing what's going to happen at the top of the draft, and coming to the best conclusion that you possibly can. Right? Play the odds. What is the, it's set. Like, it's defined in the headline. Most likely. Right? So you're basically playing the odds there based on the information you know. Now, it's not all luck. I can't just pull these guys out of, you know, my butt. There was other offensive linemen I could have put as number 1 on my list last year other than Evan Neal. No, but I had heard and knew that the Giants, or sorry, 2 years ago, Evan Neal, or the last year, Deontay Banks. There's a reason I landed on Deontay Banks. I knew the Giants liked Deontay Banks a lot as a player. So now we've got the past 3 years. This year was Neighbors. Last year was Banks. The year before, number 1 on the list was Evan Neal. And Thibodeau is on the list also as a potential pick. So I'm giving myself a hit. So 3 years in a row. The year before that, was what? 20, it was that's the Tony draft. That one I kind of eliminated and didn't count because they traded back. And once you trade back, it's a different set of players. So, and actually, I feel pretty good about, I had a good shot of Devontae Smith or Jaylen Waddle if either of them were available. But they weren't. So, luckily, they traded back, and that one we're going to cross off the list. The year before, Andrew Thomas, I don't get credit for getting that right. That's a wrong, because I had Tristan Wirfs number one and Andrew Thomas number two. It's kind of deciding between the two of them, and I went with Wirfs. So that one I wasn't right on. I was right on the Saquon draft pick, obviously an easy one. So four out of the past 6 years now, I have the Giants' most likely draft pick. I'll put that track record up against anybody. You know, all these people with this great Giants information, and, you know, I respect a lot of them. But nationally, come on. Which of these national guys has that kind of track record with the Giants? You want to put my track record up against them? More than willing. More than willing. Let's do it. Because 4-6 is pretty darn good. That's why I'm going to enjoy it while I can. Because it's going to end, and it's going to end poorly. And I'm going to miss like 5 years in a row. So while it's going well, hey, heck, you might as well enjoy it. And you might as well point it out. Hey, 4-6 years. How's that? How about them apples? Right? So, and look, it's not, and I know people are like, you know, Joe Shane, he's doing this great job, deceiving, smokescreens. Literally picked the dude. Number two on the list was the guy they traded up for. The year before, number 25, right? Nailed that pick. The year before that, number one on my list, said their top tackle was Evan Neal. Their top tackle was Evan Neal. So there are ways to get information. Is anybody coming out directly and saying, this is the guy, we like this guy? No. Is Joe Shane reaching out to me ever directly and saying, or even through other people and saying, we want this guy? No. I wouldn't believe that if they did. I wouldn't believe that if any of the top people in the organization out of nowhere reached out to me and said, hey, you know what? We're really high on, Roma Dunze. If they reached out to me and said that, I'd be like, what? And you want me to believe that? And you want me to run with that? No. And that's what a good reporter does. You take the information that you're receiving. And then you decide and you sift through it and you decide what's valid, what you believe. And, hey, the last 6 years, as it pertains to the NFL draft, I think I've done a pretty good job. There's my, you can hear that. That's the pat on the back. And like I said, I feel really uncomfortable doing it, but I'm in a contract year. So I'm going to go ahead and do it. You can make fun of me all you want. You can say, Ronan, stop, you know. The expression I was about to use was something I couldn't use on air. So, you know, stop loving yourself so much. Stop looking at yourself in the mirror. And I get it. I deserve it. Go ahead. Make the jokes. But it is what it is. 4-6, baby. Nailed it. Malik Nabers, Giants number 6 overall pick. And here we are with the end of the Malik Nabers episode. You're listening to Breaking Big Blue. As always, like, subscribe, tell your friends, hoping you're liking the content. Send me suggestions. What else you want me to do? What else you want me to cover? What else you want to hear from me? Email, Facebook. I don't know why I went Facebook first. Twitter and X, Instagram, TikTok. You know where to find me. I'm your host, Jordan Rodon. You listen to Breaking Big Blue. See you next time.